majority.
The next generation of great talk radio, the undisputed leader of the new school. And the Local SiriusXM Patriot phone lines, as always, 1-866-95-PATRIOT, the email. Spell my name right, WILKOW at localmajority.com. Individual Patriot first, conservative second, Republican third. And working every single day to make this the most popular program offered by SiriusXM Satellite Radio, because it's based on one thing and one thing only, and that is rational thought. So welcome to the Wilkow Majority. I'm Andrew Wilkow. You notice that the media is spending all its time on a hurricane? Yes. The debt ceiling? Yes. And Don Jr. before a congressional hearing, but almost no time on the trial of Robert Menendez. Just like, even though some reporters are begrudgingly reporting that some of James Comey's memos may have shown that he was willing to exonerate her before the investigation was complete, they don't really seem to care. Oh, because she lost, right? She lost. They're not even talking about Russia really anymore. Well, at least not as it relates to Facebook. Joining us on the program right now is John Vecchione from the Cause of Action Institute, causeofaction.org. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. It's good to talk to you.
All right, so what do you make of this revelation that that James Comey may have decided, you know, no matter what the outcome of the investigation was, he was already writing her exoneration memos?
It does appear that way, and I heard your little intro there, and it does seem that the major networks haven't been interested in that, but I don't know the facts of the matter, but that's what's been reported, and I don't even know whether or not that comports with what Comey told the Senate.
So what about the FBI files on Hillary Clinton? I mean, what are we looking for? What are you looking for? What are you hoping to achieve here?
Well, my organization is a nonprofit, Cause of Action Institute, and we have an education mission, but we also, to do that, we use Freedom of Information requests, we call it FOIA around here, to go get information from the government. Every citizen has the right to ask the government to provide records of how they made decisions, and public records are supposed to be kept by the government, they're not supposed to be on private servers, for instance. So that's how this whole thing started. My organization sent a Freedom of Information Act request for her emails, and they responded by saying, well, we don't have them. That's basically it. They said, we don't have them. So there's a lot of precedent that if they don't have them, if they've been illegally removed, the government has to go get them and find them. So our suit is about what the government has to do to go get them and find them, because, as you know, they turned up on the server. Then late in the campaign, they thought some other of them, maybe duplicates, were with Anthony Weiner's computer. So they were all over the place. The government's basic position is we've done enough to go find them. We're not going to look for any more. That's the position of the government right now in this lawsuit. What we're looking for is a complete set of records. That's what we're looking for.
Now, are you hoping that Jeff Sessions reopens the case, that the FBI reinvigorates the case? What are you looking to actually do here?
Well, I think that's highly unlikely. For us, for our purposes, we're a nonprofit that cares about government transparency. We don't want people in the government right now, in the future, anytime, doing this private server thing and doing all this public, the public's work in a private area where no one can inspect it ever, because that's what was attempted here. I mean, that is the real thing. That was done here. It has caused a huge, huge legal and political problem. Obviously, it did, but it shouldn't happen again. And we want to make clear what the rules are to the government, because the Justice Department still doesn't think it has an obligation to finish the search and provide the documents.
So why wouldn't we want the investigation to be reopened and continue? I mean, if there is evidence of criminal activity, just because Hillary Clinton lost the election doesn't mean she gets to walk away from what she may have done before the election.
Well, that all goes to what the prosecutors think. Comey told us all what he thought. And if you saw that, I mean, if as he started it, you thought he was going one way, and then it went another way, right? So I am not I'm not a prosecutor, and I'm not Jeff Sessions, but with there's always discretion in the prosecutor. There always is, and I don't know that he wants to be reopening that can of worms. I mean, obviously, you shouldn't, by who you are, get out of a criminal prosecution just because of your status. But on the other hand, I don't know. I have to be honest with you. I don't have enough to say, you know, oh, what should be done here, because I'm not in that prosecutor's office. And there's tons of factors that go into whether or not they prosecute somebody.
Well, you know, Comey laid out the case of gross negligence and then said he didn't think there was intent. I too would like to see the FBI file on that. That, you know, did they surmise there was gross negligence or not? I mean, and if there was gross negligence, that's the standard. It's not whether or not she had any malintent or whether or not she had some kind of bad intentions. It's whether or not she handled classified information with gross negligence. If she did, we have every right to know about it.
We do have a right to know about it, and I don't even think that the campaign contests that there was at least negligence in how this was all handled. I don't think the Clinton campaign even contests that. I mean, did she go on TV and apologize for it? What was she apologizing for, if not?
Well, let me read you a headline from Fox News Politics from August 29th. Headline, FBI shuts down request for files on Hillary Clinton, citing lack of public interest. The FBI is declining to turn over files related to its investigation of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's emails by arguing a lack of public interest in the matter. Ty Clevenger, an attorney in New York, filed a Freedom of Information Act request in March of 2016, asking for a variety of documents from the FBI and the Justice Department, including correspondence exchanged with Congress about the Clinton email investigation. Well, wait a second. I'm a member of the public. I'm interested. You're a member of the public. You're interested. What do you mean?
I was just going to say that I'm familiar with that. I was absolutely flabbergasted when I saw it. I couldn't believe it. We, in our case against the government before Judge Boasberg, we put in an affidavit or declaration from Matt Continente of the Free Beacon. I read him in the Weekly Standard, but I know he's at the Free Beacon now. But he was kind enough to put in a journalist declaration saying, yeah, I'm a journalist, and yeah, we've got a lot of interest in this, because they were going to try that same dodge in our case. And Judge Boasberg said, no. If you're trying to dismiss this case on hidden evidence, that's not how we play here.
And here's one for you. Define the public interest. I mean, does there have to be a measurable number of people that are interested in it, a number of Freedom of Information Act requests filed? What defines the public interest, or is disclosure, the availability of disclosure and making it, again, Freedom of Information, making it public, whether or not the public is interested or not at large?
What the Freedom of Information Act says is that every citizen is entitled to this stuff. If there's one guy out in a mountain in Alaska who wants to know about it, and it's a government record, they have a right to know about it. That's what the law says. So I think it is absolutely, although there is a little bit of world weariness in Judge Boasberg's opinion about, you know, the election being over and the fact that a lot of these facts have now come out and are known to a lot of America. He does note that there is if the FBI wants to use this affidavit about what they did, because I assume, I haven't seen it, they haven't decided what they're going to do about producing it yet, I guess. But if they're going to say, hey, this is all we did, don't you think people would like to know that? I mean, I'm very interested to know what the FBI did. It's only because of our suit that we even know that there were grand jury subpoenas in this case. That wasn't known before this suit. Don't you think, as a journalist, that's something you'd want to know?
Why do you think the FBI doesn't want to make this public? I mean, honestly, we know there's a system for getting information out, and there's only one reason why they don't want to get the information out, and I'd have to wonder why. What is, you know, who in the FBI has a reason to hide this, and why?
That is a good question, but I'm afraid I have my answer from being in Washington a long time is all government agencies don't want to tell you anything unless they're made to. Okay, I would like to, you know, speculate on if there's some sort of, you know, really bad thing. Judge Boasberg, in his opinion, says, hey, I've looked at this affidavit. There's nothing in this that you couldn't figure out, is basically I take what he's saying in his opinion, and he's seen it. So I don't. So the judge was absolutely, from his written opinion, it seems to me, why are you guys even concerned about this getting out? It looks to me like everything in this affidavit is out already, but it's the government's just its inherent instinct not to let you see things.
All right, one last thing. When they say that they can't produce this, it's not like these are, you know, physical files buried in some catacomb archives, you know, deep under an agency sub basement. I mean, this stuff is electronic records, right? At this point, everything is kept in electronic records. How do you make the excuse that you can't find it or you need more time? It's literally something you print out.
That is true. Although what they're saying is they don't have to go look anywhere else. They say that they got our server. Their pitch is they got our server. We got 30,000 emails or whatever it is. And so under the law, we've done enough. It's good enough for government work, I guess, is the actual pitch they're making. They're saying we've done enough. We don't have to boil the oceans and go find our Blackberries or search all these other areas that we've asked to be searched. So they're not saying that it's too – they're saying they don't have to go look for it because she took it and they did what they could to get it back and they've done enough. That's really their pitch.
No.
But that is not what the law says, and that is why originally this case was dismissed by the court. It bought that argument and said, look, we've gotten all these things. So maybe they've done enough under the statute. And the D.C. Circuit looked at it and said, no, they haven't, and sent it back down to the district court again to take a look at. And he's said, and if you say you've done enough, you got to tell everybody, the whole world, what it is and release that document. So that's what this opinion's done. And I hope to see it. It's been a couple of days and the government hasn't turned it over yet. And I'd be interested to see what's in it, even after reading the opinion.
All right, John Vecchione, Cause of Action Institute, causeofaction.com. Check back with us if when you get make an advancement in this,
it's
right?
.org. It's .org, and I will.
Thank you very much.